down every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89. Don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramonmills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program. This hour of the program is brought to you by Little John Portable Toilets. For over 35 years, Little John has proudly served the upstate. From construction jobs to special events, Little John has you covered with worry-free toilet service, delivered clean and sanitized. Locally owned and operated at littlejohntoilets.com. Before we go to Will Vandervoort, let me tell you about our friends at Empire Homes. Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes right now. Do it right now. This is in Pendleton, 8 miles from Clemson, 3 miles from historic downtown Pendleton, 10 minutes to I-85, just down the street from Pendleton High School. Family-owned builder with over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. 1,800 to 3,400 square feet of floor plans, starting in the 300s with 2 to 5 bedrooms, 1 or 2 stories, perfect for game day, weekends, visits, or future rental income. You can either personalize a home or you can move in right now. Save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Schedule an appointment at the Sunrise by Empire Sales Center to tour a model home, explore the neighborhood, or chat with their team by visiting EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Let's go now to our guest lines. Will Vandervoort from the ClemsonInsider.com and the Believe Podcast Network. He is at Steeler Will on Twitter. He joins us right now. Willie V, what's up?
What's up, Quack and Ben? How are y'all today?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you? Have you recovered from... we marked ourselves safe on Monday, but I haven't heard from you. Did you mark yourself safe from Clemson-Syracuse on Saturday?
Yeah, I was marked safe on Sunday because the Steelers, for some reason, even though they had 5 turnovers, still found a way to win. So I was marked safe Sunday afternoon with the victory for the Steelers and felt good about that. However, it's still a problem that they... it's like watching Clemson on Sundays. It's the same problems on both teams, and it's just very, 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 very aggravating to watch.
Well, let me ask you this, because, I mean, the question right now, among Clemson people, the question right now is the season over? What do you do to turn the page? And Dabo Swinney, to his credit, is not saying the season is over. You were on the teleconference on Monday. He's not making personnel changes right now. He's not making play calling changes right now. He's not making changes right now. He's going to stay the course. What's your take on sort of the response from what we saw on Saturday and what it means for the program moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense of, you know, there's 8 games remaining. Obviously, the season's not over, but as far as your goals as a team, they are. I mean, they're not going to win an ACC championship. You're 0-2 in conference play unless something crazy happens in the next few weeks, and all of a sudden everybody's got one loss, and then, okay, now you're back in it, right? But I don't see that happening, not with the way Miami's playing, not with the way Florida State's playing. You know, I just don't see it. Plus, you got to win tiebreakers against Syracuse and Georgia Tech. So don't really see that happening. Definitely not making the college football playoff as an at-large now with 3 losses, and, you know, so you got to win the conference, and that's not happening. So, you know, if you're a Clemson fan, you're probably thinking, okay, the season's over. Because what is there left to cheer for? Which is why I don't like this current college football system we're in, because it really dilutes the rest of the season if this happens to your team, right? I mean, it's like, okay, yay, you're going to the Pop-Tart Bowl. Yay. You know, I mean, that's what's out there. I don't know if anybody's excited about that. Right, and so I think conferences and the college football play have got to figure a way to fix this. They got to figure a way to fix this, because you shouldn't have – there's too many – it's not like the NFL where there's 32 teams and they're vying for 14 playoff spots. That makes things interesting for a long time, right? So it's not like that. This is – you know, you got 133 teams, and by September, the end of September, the majority of those teams are done. You know, unless you're a group of five team and going to a bowl game, I guess, is good. But for Clemson, going to the Pop-Tart Bowl is not the goal. It's the college football playoff. That's the goal. And if you're not getting there, then you're not succeeding in what you want to do, and then it's hard to be motivated. That's just as a fan base. So imagine how the players feel. I mean, it's got to be hard. And it's going to be a heck of a job for these coaches to get these players to get focused and to say, hey, you still got eight games remaining. You can still finish strong. You can still make something of the season, you know, as far as at least go 9-3. You know, and try. I mean, that's hard to motivate guys, and because they see it the same way fans and the media do. Like, what else are you playing for? I mean, the name of the game is to win. You know, I hate to be Herman Edwards here, but that's exactly what it is. It's to win and to make the playoffs and put yourself in position to win a championship. And you can't even win a conference championship now. So it's going to be very interesting how Dabo Swinney and his coaches attack the rest of this season. Knowing that pretty much all the goals, I know that they say, you know, they can still win the last game, they can still win the state of South Carolina championship, and that's all on the table. But in between, all those goals are gone.
Well, I mean, I agree with you for the most part, but I would just – a couple of things. If anybody can motivate a team to win the next game, it's Dabo Swinney.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And there's still only 12 playoff spots, so – unfamiliar territory for Clemson, I get it, but there's a whole lot of teams that deal with this. I mean, heck, Notre Dame has dealt with this their entire existence. If they don't win, it's national championship or bust. Clemson fans are going to have to learn to move into a one game season mentality. And I know it's kind of cliche-ish, but I mean, they really are, and mm-hmm. you're going to have to get excited about trying to win the next game.
No, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think if you're a fan, because you want to be engaged, right? And that's one thing, you know, you worry about if you're Clemson administration, is that the fans go into apathy. And you don't want that to happen, because then that means less people are watching on TV, which means less people probably come to the games too. And so that doesn't help Clemson in any way, shape, or form, right? Because obviously you want the television revenue. The more people watching, the more, the better, right? And then, obviously, you want fans in the stands, because obviously brings in more revenue. So it's a very delicate situation. You're right. I think, you know, if you're a fan and you want to enjoy the games, play it one game at a time and hope Clemson goes 9-3 and wins out. You know, you want them to beat South Carolina. Obviously, they're going to look forward to that game. But you also got to understand why fans are upset. And I wrote this last week, because they were told – all during the offseason, this is a championship team, you know, and this team hasn't played like a championship team, you know, and they had a team that won 10 games last year that brought back pretty much everybody on the team from that team that went 10-4 and gave Texas a run for their money on the road, by the way, a team that finished in the semifinals, gave them a run for their money, and then they start the season like this. I mean, they're 1-3. These are the same players. Pretty much, you know, you got Tom Allen, so actually you probably improved in your coaching staff. And this is what you got? 1-3? I mean, I was telling on my podcast the other day, this is the first time that I can remember where Clemson had a good team the year before and brought back the majority of the players from that good team the year before and sucked. I can't remember another time it's happened, you know? This might happen at a Florida State or you know, an Auburn or somebody, but this has never happened at Clemson. Clemson's never had a team where they brought back this many players from a team that won 10 games in an ACC championship the year before and then sucked the previous season. So it's really mind-boggling, and I just really don't understand what's been going on with this team.
Listen, I agree with that now. It is interesting, you know, the stat that Clemson's 1-3 for the first time since 2004. 2004 was kind of – it was kind of an interesting year, wasn't it? Because of how the 2003 season ended. I mean, it was different because they won more games in 2003. Clemson actually lost a fair bit of games down the stretch in 2024. But isn't it kind of the same? I mean, I know they had some – it wasn't like they returned everybody in 2004. But there were some expectations, though. There were some expectations in 04, and it did not go well at the start. So there are – I mean, this is similar in some ways, is it not?
Well, somebody read my column the other day.
Yes. you know when I'm teeing you up there, pal.
So, it's similar to 04. There's no doubt. And they came into 03 season. That was that run where they upset Florida State, in 2003, and they went on that run to close out the year. They went 9-4, beat Tennessee in the Peach Bowl. Everybody's happy. Charlie Whitehurst is coming back. Coach Bowden got a big fat raise and an extension. And they had all these playmakers coming back. But the difference, Kwok, on that was they lost a lot of interior guys on both the offensive and defensive line that season. And that's the difference, because this team has everybody on both sides of the line. And you want to know the two areas that have underperformed this season is the offense and defensive line. They just haven't performed well. I was just watching this today, watching just Peter Woods and T.J. Parker, and I'm like, what are they doing? I mean, these guys are – today somebody just released their top 10 mock draft picks, and T.J. Parker and Peter Woods are number 3 and number 9 in this mock draft by CBS Sports. So these guys are still considered top 10 players for the NFL draft right now.
Right now, literally today. Yeah. That's right.
Literally today. They're still – and Avion Terrell's ranked in like number 20 in their mock draft. So today you got three guys on your defense that are in the top 20 picks in the NFL draft, and they're just not playing like it. And so I saw that, with these guys just as Dabo said the other day, kind of playing soft. And that just didn't look good. And then you flip it over to the offensive line, and what are they doing? It seemed like every time Jay Klubnik went back to pass, he was getting pressured against Syracuse. So, and we've seen that every game. It's not like this was the only game. And then there's guys not even blocking people, and you're just like wondering what's going on here. So I just don't get it that you got a veteran offensive line and a veteran defensive line, and you're just not playing well in the trenches. And that's where it starts. Look, football is a simple game. I say this all the time. It doesn't start with your quarterback. It doesn't start with your wide receivers. It doesn't start with your corners or safeties or running backs or linebackers. It starts in the trenches, your offense and defensive line. It ends and begins there. Begins and ends there, I should say. And if you're not good in those two areas, you're going to struggle. And right now, Clemson is not good in those two areas.
He is Will Vandenborg, folks. Check him out at Steeler Will on Twitter, the Believe Podcast Network, and theclemsoninsider.com. So how do you fix it in the open day if, as Dabo Swinney said, they're not going to change play callers? It doesn't seem like they're particularly close to making like major personnel changes. I've got some other personnel changes. I think Tristan Smith needs to start. I think Jaheim Lawson needs to start. And there's some other guys who should be on the cusp. But, like, how do you arrest the slide here?
Well, I think you get in the film room and you call these guys out. I think that's what you do as coaches. I think you call them out and say, hey, Peter Woods, you're supposed to be a top 10 pick. Why don't you look like one here? T.J. Parker, you're supposed to be a top 10 pick. Why don't you look like one here? What's going on? Hold them accountable and then let them know, hey, look, if you don't play better, we're benching you. Then are you going to be a top 10 pick then when you're not on the field? I mean, that's how you handle it. The only way you take away, when you see guys are not playing to their capability, the best way to get their attention is you take away their playing time. And I think that's what you have to do in this situation. If you want to motivate them, you put them on the bench. And T.J. Parker and Peter Woods, I'm calling out their names because they're more the recent what I've watched. And it's not just those two guys, by the way. It's a lot of guys. But those are your two, big-time draft picks. And, they're not getting it done up front. So how do you get their attention? Well, you bench them. You let them see what it's like on the other side for a bit. You let that other guy go out there who's maybe playing harder. You let him give an opportunity to see what he can do if he gets a start and stuff like that. So, and then because they're being benched, they know that's hurting their chances to play in the NFL. So they better, they kind of understand how it works. on an offensive side, you do the same thing. You know, if Blake Miller continues to jump off sides, he's your senior right tackle. This guy's 4 years in the game, and he's continuously doing stupid things that hurts the team, that hurts an offense that's already struggling. Now you're going to push him back 5 more yards. What do? Well, you sit him. I'm sorry. Anybody's like, well, who do you put in there? I don't care. You sit him. You know?
Well, but you got to have somebody to put in there. And that's the other part of it. Well, that's the other part of this, though. Like, if there's not a credible threat of benching because there's not some – I mean, everybody loves – I say this all the time. Everybody loves a next-man-up mentality, but we have to have – you got to have a next man.
But we were told this is the most depth they've had on the offensive line in years.
It's true.
So why aren't we seeing it? You know, we were told that the running backs outside of, you know, Adam Randall were really good. Okay, but why aren't we seeing it? Why aren't they playing? And I understand. Dabo says, "Well, we didn't have enough snaps." I'm sorry. You can still have enough. You can still get them out there some. You know, I understand. Like, oh, well, you know, we only get so many snaps, and you got only can have so many plays, and that's true to a certain extent. But maybe okay, Adam Randall had 20 snaps the other day. Maybe you knock him down to 15. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and you get the other guy in there to do it. So, you know. I don't know. There's a lot of ways. There's a lot of things, I think, from a coaching staff, and Dabo's mentioned it. But coaches have made a lot of mistakes, too. And they got to figure a way to get better themselves. And then I think from a practice standpoint, if guys are practicing hard and doing things supposed to, you got to figure out why isn't it translating. If that's really the case, why isn't that translating, especially with your quarterback? You know, if Cade Klubnik's having really good practices, then what in the world is going on the field for him when he's seeing guys wide open and he's not throwing it to them? You know, it's just mind-boggling to me. I'll be honest with you guys. I've been doing this a long time. This is my 28th year in the business. I've never seen a team like this. Well, I can't figure it out.
Interesting stuff from Will Vandevoort, folks. If he can't figure it out, then your questions are for sure valid. Check him out. At Steeler Will on Twitter, theclemsonsider.com, and the Bleed Podcast Network. Thanks, buddy. Maybe this time next week we'll have some more answers. Enjoy an off week.
All right, man. Same to you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks very much. You too. That is Will Vandevoort joining the party. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Toyota of Easley. They have tons of new vehicles. In fact, I'm looking at 48 new vehicles right now in Easley on their website at toyotaofeasley.com, and they are all shapes and sizes, colors, schemes. I'm looking at right now a Toyota Camry SE that, I mean, you're thinking in your head what a Toyota Camry looks like. This Toyota Camry SE ain't that. This ain't your mama's Camry, okay? These are great vehicles. Lots of trucks, the Tacomas, the Tundras. Again, we're talking about the new models, the 26s. They've got great deals on 25s, though, as well for you in the pre-owned and then on the lot. The everything must go situation there at Toyota of Easley. Go online, see what they got for you at toyotaofeasley.com or check them out on Highway 123. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Stay with us, Seminole Ted and others. Coming at you right after this.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Carolina legends aren't born. They're handmade in Bo's Real Southern Kitchen. We marinate our chicken for 24 hours in a blend of bold Southern seasonings. Then we hand bread and fry it to crispy, juicy perfection. And that's why they call us the Carolina legend. It's Bo time.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
Some All right, so the phones we go because Ben Milstead has to leave after this segment, and so we want to get at least a couple Hump Day headlines, but we're going to go to the phones first.
I got an appointment with Mr. Walker today.
Mr. Walker, enjoy that. Must be nice having outdoor appointments on days like this. Let's go to Seminole Ted, who's up with us next. Hey, Ted.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
We got a big game coming up Friday night. First real test in about 3 weeks for Florida State. I like our chances to win, but win convincingly. I think that we've got a lot of weapons on offense. We can run. We can catch. We got a lot of tricks in the bag, and that Virginia team's got the capability of putting up some offense. But I really love what our defense does with rolling them out in waves and keeping fresh bodies in there. I think that we're going to shut them down. I think it's going to be somewhere around a 35-17, 38-17, somewhere around in there. But I like I said, I really like our chances. I'll call in Monday one way or the other. But it's definitely going to be a hard matchup because it's Friday night in Charlottesville. So that's the hard part of it. I hate Friday night games. I always have. I think that Friday night should be for college or for high school. But, you know, when you get a chance to showcase your program when nobody else is playing, that's also a positive too. But I'll take your thoughts on that off the air. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks very much, Ted. Appreciate the phone call. Ted is not buying my alternate theory of the case with Florida State. And I would say it's not really mine. It's just a theory that I think should exist that nobody's really talking about. By the way, John Height did this on his own. Can we nerd alert John Height real quick? This has never happened in the history of time.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
Texter from the 864 says, do we know less about anybody in the country than Florida State? Could be a league, could be 8-4. Go back and listen to hour one. I just said it's possible that game one was about Alabama not knowing what Florida State was or was going to do and missing some people. The last two opponents, you're familiar with Bill Conley, friend of the show, Bill Conley's SP Plus.
Sure.
John Height sent me this at 2:05 Eastern today. SP Plus now goes to like 768 or whatever. It's literally every college football team. Where do you think Kent State is? There's 136 FBS football programs. Where do you think Kent State is?
In the 130s.
182!
Yeesh.
They are 182. That means there are like 40 FCS programs that are better than Kent State. East Texas A&M, I'm not even going to make you guess. East Texas A&M is 310. 310. Among all college programs at any level in the United States of America. So, that is who Florida State has played since week one. I just want to throw that out as a word of caution to everybody.
But they did play Alabama.
They
I mean, there's nobody in the – y'all, you're killing me, man. There's nobody in the nation has played four hard games or three hard games.
No, but what I'm saying –
I mean, you're lucky to get one good game.
But this is what I'm saying, though. We believe that Florida State is fixed. They're just fixed. They're right. Yeah. They're good.
Well, they also beat Bill Conley's number four team in Alabama.
I don't think Alabama's number four.
But you do think Kent State's number 947.
But I do think Kent State 182. I do. I do. I believe in what Conley says about Kent State and East Texas A&M, and I'm skeptical of what he says about Alabama.
You're believing the metrics that support your argument.
That's exactly right. That's what we do on Nerd Alerts. Oh, we got Eli White flying. Fly, Eagles, fly. Braves within a run. I'm telling you. All they got to do is win a race to five with the Braves. They're not going to give up five runs.
4-3, bottom of the ninth, no outs, no one on.
Texter said Clemson looks like they played four hard games.
Touche. You're not wrong.
That's fair. Let's go to Jason. And wait. Let me just say it real quick. I am not telling you that Florida State's win against Alabama is not impressive. I am saying you could easily chalk it up to the newness of Florida State impacting Alabama. That is my argument right there.
You know, and we're coming to you here, Jason, but Hank brings up a good point. Where is South Florida ranked in this? Because the SP Plus is supposed to take, you know, your strength of schedule and all that into account, heavily weighted that way. Then South Florida should be like top 20.
They really should.
And they're not.
Where are they? I need to look. You know what? While I look that up, Jason in Columbia. joins us next. Hey, Jason.
You know, this is sad. Listen to old Osceola Ben over there getting ready to ride his horse into the station tomorrow and throw his spear down.
You know, I thought he was rooting on the Braves in the ninth, but I got questions now. I got questions.
Well, the thought did occur to me, like, where does Troy rank on that S&P ranking?
Stand by.
They are second. They're second, Jason. They are second.
You know what? Way underrated, Jason. Way underrated.
Exactly. I've always said Bill Connelly was a genius. you know, yeah, I thought that Willie V actually brought up a really good point that I think is getting Dabo in trouble with the fan base. And part of it is just Dabo's relentless optimism. But like Willie pointed out, I mean, or Will pointed out, if these backups, if we're so deep and talented and some of these backups are so good, then when the heck are we going to start seeing them? You know, I mean, we've heard Dabo say that Vezina is great and people don't know about Chris Vezina and all that, and that he's athletic and he can run, you know, and it's like, well, I just feel like, granted, every one of the four games we played, I started to say was close. I mean, I guess you could say Syracuse was close at different times. We certainly have not had a game yet where we could kick our heels back and just kind of cruise for a while. But at the same time, when you're the most disappointing team in America, I can't imagine a better scenario to maybe bring in some of these guys. I know you've mentioned that you feel like Shaq Lawson should get a chance to start. Tristan Smith, I'm in agreement. And it makes me wonder how many other guys have we not seen? You know, when Dabo, and I know Walton has kind of mentioned this, when Dabo of his own volition says Eazy-E is like Wayne Gallman, just faster. It's like, and that's not a shot at Adam Randall, because Adam Randall's actually been a bright spot and has been productive. But when you hear somebody say that we've got Wayne Gallman only faster on the bench, it's like, you know, I'd like to see that guy play considering our offense sucks. Yeah. You know, I mean, you just maybe want to shake it up a little bit. So I just feel like sometimes the fan base gets a little – we know Dabo by now. We know he's a protective guy. He protects his program and his players. But at the same time, you kind of feel like maybe you're being gaslit about some of these backups that we just haven't seen yet. And I think that's definitely part of the frustration here of the base. Do you get that same vibe?
You know, I do. I do think that's 100% what's happening. It's the disconnect between – I think there are two things happening here, Jason. It's the disconnect between Dabo's rhetoric preseason and what we see when the games start, particularly when you start slow. I think that's fair. And then you've also got this thing where I think fans really – we talked about this. They were really turned off by Dabo's rhetorical tactics in a press conference last week before the Syracuse game when he seemed to distance himself from fans a little bit. And so I think there's a two-pronged thing. It's frustration. It's like, well – and then even this week, you know, people did not respond well to a lot of the religious, religious rhetoric that we heard out of the Monday teleconference, and then the basically intimating that there were not football changes coming to some degree. And so fans feel like, I'm not saying they're wrong to feel this way, fans feel like they're just running it back and they're just going to try to make it work instead of making changes. And so I think that leads to frustration as well.
Well, can I mention one thing here? I busted out laughing when I was listening to Mickey the other day, and Delvin called up in his exact words, "I'm sick of hearing about God." And I just thought, oh man, that's
don't say that too loud, man. Lightning is always a strike away. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, that's a tough scene when Delvin says he's tired of hearing about God. But I understood what he said, man. It's like, I love Dabo, and I know that being a faithful person is part of his identity, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's admirable. But at the same time, it's like, if I want a sermon, I'll go to church. You know, I'm tuning in to listen to my football coach, and I want to hear what he's talking about. He's going to change on the field. So I know that's kind of a slippery slope there, but I kind of do empathize with the people that maybe had a similar reaction there.
I get it, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I'm with you on that. Look, I appreciate what Dabo's saying. I think Dabo's right. I think Dabo's 100% right. I just think people want to hear that and so about the football part. Like, I just think people wanted to hear about the football part. Do you want to do a couple Hump Day headlines real quick? I know you got to leave. Do we have time for that right now?
You know, I'll just leave that to you today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I do want your thoughts on Lane Kiffin's daughter dating Whit Weeks.
That was on my list.
That's fantastic.
What a story going into this game.
Yeah, do we get the Ann Bowden split jersey this week? The Ole Miss LSU jersey?
Please also, let Lane's daughter put a grandma sweater on with both teams.
The lovely young lady, I think she was a UFC ring person who said Lane Kiffin is the SEC coach that dropped in her DMs.
What?
You hadn't seen that one?
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yikes.
The Kiffin love life is front and center this week, man.
Gah. Man. Yeah, I got thoughts on dating the enemy. I found Troy on this list, by the way. This is Bill Conley's list of 1 through 766. 766 is Maine Maritime. Maine Maritime. From Oregon to Maine Maritime, Troy is a respectable 96. So Troy would be, by far, by the way, the second best team that Florida State has faced. By far, the second best team.
So maybe we get Clemson, Maine Maritime in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Oh, wait. The Pop-Tart Bowl's great.
Vandervoort's, Pop-Tart's out here catching strays from Willie V. What you got against Pop-Tarts, my man?
What? I mean, look, fans are mad about every bowl. Would you rather go to the Humanitarian Bowl in Boise or the freaking Pop-Tart Bowl where Dabo is you get to sample a bunch of Pop-Tarts if you go? I mean, you get literal characters being popped into a toaster at the end of the game.
I've never been on a snowmobile. That is a bucket list. Sounds silly. It's a bucket list item for me. I need to go. If I go to Boise to a bowl game, I am going snowmobiling. So, to answer your question, snowmobile greater than Pop-Tarts.
You can get Pop-Tarts at Ingles right now.
Yeah, I do on a routine basis.
Do you think, this is last question and we'll take our last break, okay? Do you think that Lane Kiffin should ban his daughter from the game? Bad juju. Ban his daughter from the game. You can't come.
I don't think his daughter listens to him, so good luck trying.
Oh, man. Stay with us. Final segment. We may talk about snowmobiling.
Oh, look,
I got
a lot of support for that. Thank you, textures. Hey, let's all go together.
All right. That's great. Y'all do that. Final segment of the program's up next.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I've partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
At Grass Nerds, we keep your yard green and free of weeds and pests. Are you tired of feeling like your grass is a lost cause? Ready to love your lawn again? With the fall weather approaching, now's the perfect time for fescue overseeding. Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Same my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly.
All right, final segment of the program. You know, a lot of people really like snowmobiling. We got some recommended Jackson Hole. People loving the snowmobile. Now I kind of want to go snowmobiling. I had no desire to do that 10 minutes ago. And now, lo and behold, it appears to have been my lifelong dream all this time. This hour brought to you by friends at Underdog. You know, I lied to you in the first segment. I was like, oh, man, I did a lot of losing on Underdog. False. Do you know what I hit last night, John? This is amazing. I lost a couple of baseball plays. You know what I hit, though? I hit a play with Jackie Young from the WNBA, from the Las Vegas Aces. Higher than 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Jackie Young, former Notre Dame point guard, who I have seen just destroy Clemson on countless occasions. And Nick Kurtz from the Athletics, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. So I did win something last night. Thank you very much. Underdog right now. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with promo code OOB. You get $50 to spend on the app in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won. Billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/website/playing-it-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. Mike and Anderson joins us next here on the phones in our final segment. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Clark, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. Had a Tiger football question, but very quickly, I don't know if you can remember or Ben would remember the song that you played rejoining the 2 o'clock hour. Could you remember what the name of that song was and the artist? I'm just amazed at the music that Ben played.
You know what? Ben's not in here right now, but I will I will check on that. I don't remember. We're gonna check on that. We'll check with Ben and get back to you.
I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
My question to you, Clark. You were talking earlier, way earlier in the show, about the transfer portal, and you believe that Dabo needs to hit it harder than he has, but not go crazy with it. And I got thinking about that. If you look at what has transpired this season, Klubnik graduates, so he won't be back. As far as I know, the plan right now is Fazina to be the head guy at quarterback next year. Based on what I mean, I don't know that that's a good idea, but time will tell. But if you look at the wide receivers, and I'd say T.J. Moore would be a prime candidate. Maybe Gideon Davidson, if he doesn't, his carries don't pick up more as the season progresses. Wouldn't you expect a lot of, based on how the year is gone, a lot of the players that are on the sideline that should have played that aren't, Tristan Smith or Tristan Lee, I get them confused with the offensive linemen, wouldn't you foresee, or it would at least be something to think about, that there may be a lot of Tigers that hit the transfer portal at the end of the season, and I would like to get your take on that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Mike, let me say this. Just Another Romeo by Blackberry Rust. And, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Just Another Romeo by Blackberry Rust is the song at the top of the third hour, so there you go. I think if Christopher Fazina was the answer, we'd see him. Cade Klubnik is a talented player. I think so. But we haven't seen it. I mean, statistically, the numbers don't lie, folks. The numbers don't lie. This is a guy who's at Ben Gulbranson, Gio Lopez levels of production over four games. And if you don't know who either of those guys are, that answers your question right there. That is Stanford and North Carolina's quarterbacks. He's not been a beneficial player as a runner. He's not been a beneficial player as a thrower. Doesn't mean he's not making any good plays, but he's just not making nearly enough. He's making a lot of bad plays, a lot of bad decisions, a lot of bad reads. That's putting his offense in jail, essentially. If Christopher Fazina were the answer, we'd see him. Now, Garrett Riley is pretty unequivocal. They said they haven't been close to going to Fazina, which, again, some people might see as a misguided allegiance to Klubnik. I don't think you have to see it that way. I'm not saying it's not, but you don't have to see it that way. It could also be more of a statement about Fazina. People are seeing it as a statement about Cade, that they believe in Cade and they trust in Cade. But isn't it just as likely, or maybe even more so, that it is a statement about Fazina and the lack of trust that they have in Fazina? Doesn't that make sense, John?
Yes. I think it's more of a lack of Fazina, a lack of belief in him, than it is a unwielding doubt in Cade Klubnik that they'll never waver from. Because let's go back to when Cade Klubnik was a freshman, when DJ was here. We'd had multiple years of bad games. When things got bad, we put in the freshman. Because Cade had to have shown you something at practice. We now have had Fazina in the system for 3 years. And never once have we once attempted to go to him. I think it's more a reflection on Fazina than I do Cade. I believe the staff when they say Cade Klubnik gives us our best chance to win right now. Because through 3 years, Christopher Fazina hasn't been remotely close to pushing Cade Klubnik.
Correct.
Hasn't been remotely close to pushing him.
Let me, on the transfer portal thing, can I just give you, can I give you my numbers on this? This is a, just a rough outline of how many players I think Clemson needs to be to go get in the portal this offseason. Because people are all over the map with their projections. I mean, I think there are some guys that shouldn't be at Clemson that need to move on.
I agree.
Especially if you're going to have seasons like this, you can't just crockpot everybody.
Correct.
You can't afford to crockpot everybody. They need one quarterback. They need one running back. I'm going to leave wide receiver and tight end alone for now because I think the wide receiver recruiting class they have coming in is quite good. Naeem Burrows is quite good. Now, if the recruiting class falls apart, it changes the math. Certainly.
Sure, absolutely.
I think you need 2 to 3 on the offensive line. In fact, I'm going to go bigger and say 3 on the offensive line because you're losing 4 starters.
Can I push back a little bit there with that?
Yeah.
I think you followed the portal pretty well. What have you noticed over the last couple of years when it comes to offensive linemen?
No starters in the portal. No good offensive linemen
Correct.
In the portal. It's a good point.
That's the one group with Matt Luke bringing in 6 bodies on top of Jacobs and the other guys that you have in here that are true freshmen and Blanchard and Ware and some of those guys. That'd be the one position group. Yeah, if there's somebody who's available you can go get as a starter, absolutely go get them. I just don't believe you're going to have a large quantity of good offensive linemen for what Clemson will want, what the fans will want. I don't think it will be there.
So I'm going to go 2 on the off. I do think you're going to need some bodies.
You're going to need some bodies.
Now, you also have 6 freshmen coming in. Like, you have a big class of freshmen. So maybe they don't do 2. Maybe I'll go 1 there.
That's part of my reasoning there with that.
Just an older guy.
You go get you a grad transfer or somebody who's got like 2 years of eligibility left. Yeah, I could totally see that.
I'll give you 1 of those. On defense, I think you need a bunch of bodies.
Yes.
How can you look at this team and think you don't? 2 defensive ends.
At minimum.
2 defensive tackles.
At minimum.
I'm going to go a linebacker, depending on whether you are really committed to the 4-2-5, which I think they are. You're going to need a linebacker. If somebody leaves, you might need 2, but I think you need a linebacker.
Sure.
2 corners.
I think you may need more than that.
And 2 safeties.
I think the secondary is probably in need of a full overhaul.
I mean, I'm talking about 9 guys out of the portal on defense.
Yeah.
Because what I'm just seeing a really good defensive coordinator that looks like a bad defensive coordinator because his players can't play. That's what I'm seeing. Like, here's the thing that I can't understand about Clemson, okay? Here's the thing I can't understand. Tom Allen turned a USF defense that was hot garbage into a top 25 unit.
Yes.
In year 1. Tom Allen turned an Indiana defense that was hot garbage into a top 30, 35 unit in year 1 and a top 25 unit in year 2. Those teams didn't have a single player that should be able to start at Clemson. So what am I supposed to do with this? Like, that's why I'm not blaming Tom Allen for any of this. Because this is far and away, other than the Penn State defense that Tom Allen, I would say, was a tick better last year than the Manny Diaz unit. He didn't transform it, but it was a tick better in a lot of ways. This is the first time he's had a defense that regressed under his tutelage in year 1. And this arguably his most talented unit. You heard Willie V say, CBS still thinks this defense has 3 first-round picks on it.
Well, I think that's lunacy by CBS.
So what I'm saying is I'm looking around going, these backups don't look good enough. These guys are not prepared. Like, they're not developed very well. You're going to have to heavily portal on the defensive side. Heavily portal.
And you know what? Whose fault is that? The players.
Actually, yeah, in this case, I would say yes. I would say yes.
Because it's not like I don't think the defensive side of the ball, I don't think the scheme is broken. I think there's a lack of want to on that side of the ball by the individuals who put on the helmets and shoulder pads. And until that changes, I don't care what scheme Tom Allen tries to draw up. It's not going to be effective.
There's a lack of physical toughness that's apparent right now on the defense. But I think more than anything, I think there's a lack of mental toughness. Like, they're... You know, we were talking about guys being unsure of themselves in the Wes Goodwin era, and I feel like that's true, but I also I also think that guys are just unsure about what to do, and it's making them weak because the offenses that they're facing are sure about what they want to do. So you get trucked. That's what happens. This hour brought to you by our friends at Nick Lavery Law. Go to Nick Lavery's website. Go see him right there behind Mel Mushroom in Clemson. 25 years serving the Clemson community. Nick would love to help you. DUI, first offense. A lot of college students, you get in trouble with law for the first time. It's bad for you. It's bad for your parents. He can put your mind at ease. He and his team are great at those types of situations. Again, go to nicklaverylaw.com. That is nicklaverylaw.com. Also want to tell you about Tiger Moving Company, tigermovinggreenville.com, tigermoving@gmail.com. Start the process with an email today. Do it. Do it now. Do it in a hurry because you want to get on their schedule, first of all. I normally, if I go with Tiger Moving, I'm going weeks in advance because they fill up really quickly. Clemson owned and operated business, Clemson grads. Their trucks are named after former Clemson greats. Just phenomenal, phenomenal stuff from Tiger Moving. They're clean cut and reliable. You can trust the price and you can trust the product that they give you, the service that they give you. The efficiency and the effectiveness of their service is top notch. TigerMovingGreenville.com, TigerMoving@gmail.com. Well, we didn't talk about Lane Kiffin's family's, days of our lives. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. John, thanks for sitting in. God bless. We'll see you then. Waltz up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560.